The State Department routinely helps facilitate meetings former U.S. presidents have with foreign leaders or other important figures, but it has served notice that it will not provide any logistical help for Mr. Carter if he meets the Hamas chief, saying it would be against the interests of peace and undercut efforts to isolate Hamas, which the State Department lists as a terrorist organization. Mr. Carter, a Democrat who held the White House from 1977 to 1980, reportedly plans to meet with Hamas leader Meshaal late next week in Damascus. In a talk with reporters, State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the former president was advised against the Hamas meeting last week when he discussed his travel plans by telephone with Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs David Welch. McCormick said as a private citizen, the former president can meet with anyone he wishes, but he said meeting Hamas runs against the efforts of the Bush administration and its partners in the International Middle East Quartet to isolate Hamas because of its refusal to accept Israel's right to exist.
The choice the international community has laid out for them is pretty simple. You can engage in conversations and negotiations with Israel with the support of the rest of the international community, abjure terrorism, turn away from violence, recognize Israel's right to exist, which the Palestinian Authority has done in the form of President Abbas in the previous statement, or you can take a separate pathway. And that is the pathway represented by Hamas and other Palestinian rejectionist groups.
Former President Carter, now 83 years old, has been active in international crisis mediation through his Atlanta-based Carter Center and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. His views on the Middle East attracted controversy last year with a book he wrote comparing Israeli policies in occupied Palestinian areas with those of apartheid-era South Africa. The campaign of presumptive Republican presidential candidate John McCain has sharply criticized the reported meeting plans, while spokesmen for Democratic candidates Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have used milder language, saying they do not agree with Mr. Carter's plans. Last November, a panel of foreign policy experts from past administrations, including Republican Brent Scowcroft and Democrat Zbigniew Brzezinski, said in a policy statement on the eve of the Annapolis Middle East Peace Conference that genuine dialogue with Hamas is preferable to its isolation. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.